Next item on the agenda is report from Texas Water Development Board staff. Reich, you with us today?
I saw you earlier.
Okay, go ahead, Reich.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me okay? I'm guessing y'all, I'm fine. Awesome. So yeah, so as Sam and others have spoke on, we did do our admin review of your tech memo that was submitted and did find it complete. So we sent our notice to proceed on task 5 yesterday out to you all. So congrats. Thank y'all for putting in the work on getting that into us. And so from this point on, we'll be doing a more detailed review of the tech memo in order to provide comments and feedback that won't necessarily require any formal responses unless we specifically ask for something. But they're intended to be more of support for each region in producing a complete draft regional flood plan. So you'll be looking to see these comments from us in late spring of this year. So be on the lookout for that. As far as contract amendments, we are working through all 15 contract amendments with each of the region sponsors. So Pam's been working with me on that on the back end of things. So again, thank Pam for always working on everything, including payment requests. I'm in this, and we'll hopefully get y'all's contract amendment executed and finalized within the coming weeks in order to get y'all those additional funds to support tasks 11 through 13 as y'all start your work on that. For roadshows, yes, we're aware of your roadshows. I'm planning on being at all these roadshows, as well as my manager and director have expressed their interest at showing up to one of these roadshows themselves. So we're excited to hear these finalized and planned. So be on the lookout. We'll be there. I think y'all requested for us to talk about flood planning, regional flood planning, state flood planning. So we are prepared to talk about that and provide our little station for that. Just on the lookout for our chair. We do have a chair's conference call coming up in March. There'll be more details coming out about that in the coming months. And that's all I really have for y'all right now. And as always, please feel free to forward your questions, comments, and concerns to me, and I'll provide responses or pass those up to those above me if necessary. So thank y'all.
Thanks, Rock. Just a couple of things, and I don't know whether you had a chance to catch them earlier. One is that we're having a little bit of a wrestling match in our own minds about what emergency need means, and I suspect we're not the only region. So that's one of the things that might be kind of cool to talk about on that call. And the other thing, again, is that thing that Director Jackson and I talked about quite some time ago, is trying to establish this planning tradition. And you probably got to hear that we are having a little bit of a hard time getting some people to respond, and that includes some fairly large cities. And so we have to really establish a need as to why they should care. And one possibility that I would recommend to your upper level folks is maybe going to Texas Municipal League conferences and putting on a seminar on that, or Texas City Management Association and so forth, as to why this is a really big deal for them and they really should participate. We, of course, have established that water utilities and water supply planning need and why we should participate and so forth. That's very clearly set, but trying to get that into place for this, I think, is very important as well.
Yes, definitely agree with you. And I'll pass that along to my director and get her comments and thoughts on that, as well as a few others. So thank y'all.
Very good. Thank you so much, Reich. Any other questions for Reich? Great. Thank you.